What up, guys? I'm about to preach to myself, and you are invited to listen. Because I can point, I can help other people, I can give other people direction, but at the end of the day, if I'm not being a doer of the thing that I'm even explaining or speaking about or teaching, then what good is it? The only thing that I'm doing in actuality is deceiving myself. I have tricked, I have lied, and I have deceived myself by being convinced of something that actually isn't. What do you mean? It's like if I was to buy something for one of my kids, and I would then tell myself, I have given them everything they need because I have made purchases for them. Neglecting other things that are important, their spiritual walk, their emotional health, their education, their desire to play and have fun and to spend time with me. I cannot buy them something and convince myself that I have given them everything they need. Instead, I have to buy them things as well as provide for them what they need in those other aspects of life. Not just some things, not just one thing and not the other. All of it is important. Sometimes I'm living this comfortable life. Not saying everything is good, not saying everything is dandy, but I get comfortable where I'm at. And then I convince myself that I'm living the will of God for my life. But sometimes I have to reflect and think about it. I have to take inventory of what I'm actually seeing my life becoming, what I'm actually doing, how I'm actually spending my time, my money, my resources, how I'm actually being obedient or disobedient to the Lord. But then when I begin to take inventory, the Lord begins to reveal things to me about my own self. Sometimes I lack discipline. Sometimes I lack discipline in responding to the actual voice of my Father in heaven. And I replace it for things like being nice to others, being in prayer, being in the word. And while all those things are good, if I'm putting what he is saying to me to the side, what good actually is it? Sure, I do all the right things sometimes. I attend church. I help others. I work. I provide. I do all of these things. But that doesn't mean I'm going after the life that God has called me to. It doesn't mean that I'm seeking him. It doesn't mean that I'm seeking where he has called me to be. And it also doesn't mean that I'm seeking to further and to better my relationship with him. It just means that I'm being religious. The reality is sometimes I put God to the side in order to follow and go after what I think is good, what I think will benefit me, what I think will help me, what I think will move me forward or make me a little bit more comfortable. And I replace it, and I do that all at the cost of the life that he has called me to. And it's not okay. At the end of the day, that is something that I should not be doing. What I should be doing is responding to his voice. I know it's going to interrupt what I want to do and where I want to go or what I want to feel or the things that I'm expecting to do that I've created as a goal, as a boundary in my own life. But the reality is, when we become followers of the Lord, when we become followers of Jesus, we are called to deny ourselves. And sometimes that is exactly where I'm lacking. At the very fundamental and the basis of our belief in him, just denying myself and accepting him for who he is and agreeing with the things that he has to say. Am I calling the Lord a liar? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is sometimes what I think is better than what he thinks. And that is going to change. Sometimes I trade the TV or my phone for prayer. And I convince myself by saying, you know, I need this moment to myself because ... I sometimes avoid his direct calls, things that he's telling me to do. And I convince myself, you know what? I'm just going to play the background. I'm going to be nice, whatever that means. But the reality is all I'm doing is being disobedient. It's not humility. It's false humility. Because my job is to respond to what he is saying and to where he is calling me to be and who he is calling me to be. Am I saying jump in front of the camera, jump in front of everyone and get noticed? Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying from this point on, from today, I'm making it my business to heed his voice. Why? Because he knows best. Why? Because I accepted him as Savior and as Lord of my life. And he's helping me understand that I'm the best he's got. We are the best he's got. Why? Because we're some amazing people? No, that's not why. Because we never make mistakes? No, that's also not why. Because we're more righteous than someone else? No, that's also not why. But because he has called us and he has chosen us and he's decided to work through his people. He has given us his spirit and he's like, I'm going to work through you, Michael, but I need you to make yourself available. And where I'm seeing myself lack is that I'm not making myself available. I'm not saying that I'm living in some dramatic sin. I'm not saying none of that. What I'm saying is simply not heeding to his voice is just as sinful. So what is it going to take me for? What is it going to take for me to get off my butt and to seek his kingdom? To seek his kingdom first, above everything else. Am I preaching some works-based salvation? Probably not. But I understand that we have been saved by grace through faith, and he empowers us by his spirit to live out and to walk out the life that he has called us to. So we don't stop at saying, yes, I receive eternal life, because we understand that eternal life is knowing him. It is not making it to a destination one day. It is a benefit of receiving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. However, it is not the goal. The goal is to know him in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. The goal is to know him and what he has done. The goal is to know the one that the Father has sent on our behalf. Why? Because he loves us. Am I condemning myself? Absolutely not. And when he returns, I want my lamp to be full. Not half full, not half empty, however you want to look at it. I want it to be full. I want to be known to him as someone who is wise. Not to you. I want to be known to him as someone who is wise. And the reality is, he said, ask for wisdom. And if you believe, you will receive it. So this is a moment of correction just for myself. If you can use any piece of what I'm saying here, have at it. If you don't think any of it's for you, awesome. The reality is, this is where I see myself fall short on a continual basis, by not giving myself unto my Lord as I promised that I would. Why? Because when I received him, he is my Savior, but he is also my Lord. I agree with what he says. I agree with what he has revealed. I agree with everything that he shows to me. And therefore, I have to obey. Everything else and anything else is unacceptable. I have received salvation. I'm called to work while it is day. I'm called to shine my light amongst men, that my Father in heaven may be glorified. That's why I'm called. That's why he has saved me. He loves me, and then he empowers me to live this way. But it's impossible to shine and be disobedient at the same time. You can't do both simultaneously. You're only going to be obedient to one at a time. And we are called, I'm called to shine, to put those things aside that is interfering with the call that my Father has given me. So this is a check to myself, something the Lord has been speaking to me about. What has the Lord called me to do? What has the Lord said about me? Who has the Lord called me to be? That's what's important. That's where I'm circling around back to. Plain and simple, he has called me to be transformed into the image of his son. This is Mike with The Sharper Image by TGIFJ. Peace.